The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to your weekend. How the hell goes it? We are Klein Alley Show. I'm Klein. There's Alley.
Hello.
Jake the Nerd back there. DJ Omar Khan, known as the Audio Sniper. In the back room, you got producer Vanessa. And on site, on location, at the Dave & Buster's Long Beach, holding it down, Postmaster Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
You got lots of stuff to still give people, correct?
Yes, sir. Tons of stuff.
You want to give us any examples?
The board with all the prize giveaways is actually not here, but we have Rise Against.
Oh, my God.
We have, Justin, go to that slide where it says all the tickets we got.
Nice.
Yeah, never mind.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah, never mind.
Well, I mean, he can't get to it. It's playing the slideshow of, like,
Johnny, we're supposed to be checking in with you on an hourly basis for you to update us on what exciting things people can win if they go and donate blood.
Yeah, if they stop by Dave & Buster's Long Beach right now, give a little bit of blood, get a little something, and we're saying, what are they going to get? And you go, whatever, next slide.
We have Nutter Butters. We have...
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's pitching the snacks.
T-shirts.
All right. Well, we got a lot of tickets, things like Mystery Museum. I know we got a bunch of stuff to give out there, so stop on by if you have the time. And you'll feel good about yourself because you'll be a blood hero in the process. And who couldn't use a little bit of good karma on day one of World Series Game 1 happening here in Los Angeles? In fact, this person, go ahead. You're on, K-Rock. Good morning.
I just want to give a shout-out to my sister who I dropped off this morning. Your guys' blood bath donation. And, I just want to say I'm proud of her. I gave her a ride this morning. Her car broke down. So she's out there right now helping out. She works for Cedar Sinai.
Oh, I got it. So there's the actual blood heroes like your sister and then the actual heroes behind the heroes, the guys that give them rides there when their cars break.
Yeah. It all works together. It's all good. It's all I need.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you calling and checking out the show. Take care. If you're anywhere near that area or want to get there, it's going to be going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. We'll be heading there right after the show. So if you want to hang with us, soon we'll be there, I don't know, 10:30-ish, maybe a little bit before, depending on how quickly we can get down there. It's going to be a busy traffic day, but now you can avoid some of it. So come and hang out, give some blood, get some stuff at the $10 Blood Suck happening, Dave & Buster's Long Beach, as we speak. This hour on the show. In fact, right now, if you'd like to go to Sick New World in Vegas, all we're asking from you is, what is your fetish? Do you have a fetish? It's time for the return of Bet Your Fet.
The weirder, the better.
We will ask questions. We will not judge. And if we are able to correctly identify what is your fetish based on some simple questions, you will be going to Vegas and get on the standby list to go see Linkin Park a second time in Brazil. Everyone's got fetishes. Not necessarily the most...
Show me dildo.
Thank you. Not necessarily the most extreme ones, but everyone's got something that gets them going.
Yeah,
could
exactly.
Could be vanilla-y, could be socks, or... What's that, Allie? What are you into again? You're into something.
Show me dildo.
That's it. That's the one.
We're both into just looking at dildos.
That's it. So anyway, we'll take your calls now for that. We'll come back with Bet Your Fet, give away some tickets to Sick New World. But first, our friends from our big Halloween party that happened right here at K-Rock just a few short weeks ago. This is Bad Omens on KROQ. You got a fetish? A lot of people don't like to talk about the fetishes, but we did read an article recently that said people are embracing, experimenting with more and more fetishes these days. And I guess it's because we learned earlier in the show that no one's having drunk sex anymore. Drunk sex is on the way out. So if you're going to have all this sober sex, you got to say, what are some ways we can spice it up?
Yeah, spicy.
That's right, Allie. So we do this little game around here called Bet Your Fet, up for grabs. Tickets for you to go to Vegas, sick new world. And the first time we did Bet Your Fet, we met a guy that said that he secretly would like to lick or smell his girlfriend's armpits.
And that one stuck with us.
We said that's weird because, you know, it's not like the most extreme. I know you can go very big levels of extreme, right?
We've talked to people who like, there are a couple who like to watch the other person have sex with somebody else.
Yeah, well, we used to work with someone who every weekend would have hooks put into her body, and then she would hang like a human pinata.
Yeah, she was like suspended from ceilings, being hung by like her knees and her elbows and like all this stuff.
And we would always be like, for what reason? And she said, it's my fetish. And we're like, well, that is something.
Yeah. And then we would be like, oh, yeah, anyway, I went to a show this weekend. Yeah. And she's like, I have burns and bruises all over my body from being hung like a meat seller.
Seems so lame. Whenever you talk to someone like that, no matter what you did, it seems lame. It's time to bet your fet. Here we go.
Bet your fet. Oh, yeah. We're gonna guess your fetish. What do you like your sex with? Bet your fet. Your fet.
Oh, man, I'd have those feet.
We're gonna guess your fetish. I bet you like grannies.
Oh. All right, let's meet someone on the phone right now. I don't know if they're going to give us their real name or their fake name. Is this Arcilla?
Yes, hi.
I got that right.
Arsaya.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thanks for calling Kara.
You got it wrong twice.
Is it arsenic? Hold on.
Yes, it's Arcelia.
Arsaya.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Arcelia. Is that your fetish or is that your name?
It's a blood type.
Okay, congratulations. We need you in Long Beach. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Okay, we greatly appreciate you being on and being honest.
Type zero, she said.
We're going to get to these questions in a moment. Allie's going to rapid fire questions at you. You're going to give us all the answers, and we're going to bet on your fet. Real money, we gamble with each other. But how long is this a fetish you've had for a long time or a new fetish?
I would say about 10 years.
10 years you've been into this. And has it gotten more extreme over the course of the 10 years or kind of remained where it was?
Remained.
Okay.
And how did you discover it? Was it just happenstance, or was it like a lover that you were with?
Yes, longtime lover.
Okay, so they introduced it to you.
No, I thought you were asking I kind of like.
Oh, do this with now.
No,
Allie's wondering, like, when you first kind of found out.
Discover your fetish.
That this became, because, you know, sometimes, one day it's just like, oh, that's just bologna on the counter. Next thing you know, you're incorporating your lovemaking. You're like, I guess I have a fetish for this thing, you know? So what happened? Was it a kind of a coincidence? Like, ooh, that was weird. I'm into that now. Or did someone, present it to you?
Yeah, like bridesmaids eating sandwiches
right,
off people's
right.
bodies.
I love that.
Okay. I would say that.
All right, Allie's going to ask you a bunch of questions. I think she's got like 10 questions here. Answer them quickly. Don't even think about the answers. Just give us the first thing that comes to your mind. Obviously, try to be honest about it so we can try to go ahead and together we can bet your fet. All right, let me set the clock. Hold on. Clock is being set. And Allie, you can begin when ready.
All right,
go.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
Cereal.
What type of underwear do you have on?
Lace.
What's the age you lost your virginity?
18.
Alcoholic drink of choice?
Martinis.
What's the best holiday?
Christmas.
Well, name something currently in your fridge.
Turkey.
Last time you had an orgasm?
10 days ago.
Where are you right now?
At the lake.
And what person on the show would you most like to sleep with of all of us?
Hey!
What the hell?
Come on with that.
Jesus Christ.
Are you kidding me?
Never heard a more disgusted sound in my life.
Oh, man.
She's probably got a really dirty fetish, too.
Oh,
and she's
man.
Like, oh, them? No way.
Yeah, so insulting. If you had to pick. If you had to pick Jake, Allie, Omar, Vanessa, Johnny, I mean.
We can't all be repulsive.
Klein. I mean, there's someone here.
No, we can all be. We could. did.
Well said, Jake.
Wow.
Now I'm unraveling. Now I'm with her.
What if I would have said everyone, all of the above?
Oh, that helps.
That helps.
All right. That's her way of copping out answering that one. All right, Allie. Now we got to gamble.
You all disgust me equally.
All right. Other than that last question, thank you for all those answers. Now let's bet her fet. How much you guys want to bet internally? $10 each? $20? What are we feeling?
I'll do $10.
$10. Omar, are you in for 10?
I'm in for 10.
Jake, are you in for 10?
I don't even have $10.
I'll spot you.
All right, then I'm in
spot
for 22.
No, I'm not spotting you too. But Jake,
wait,
I'm
spot
in
me
for
too. 22.
No, I'm not spotting all
50.
I'm just gambling with myself. What's the point? Story of my life.
It's a win-win.
All right. I think I know.
What do you think it is?
She strikes me as, because she said the lace underwear she's got on, and she's got a longtime lover. So I think that she's one of these lingerie types. Likes to
do... Well, that's not a fetish, just wearing lingerie?
No, I think it's a fetish. I think that is a fetish.
Wearing lingerie is like a basic thing.
I think for some people, that if she's into it to the point where she's trying on stuff and doing like boudoir photo shoots and stuff, I think that's fetish. What do you think? She got to be...
It's just so vanilla.
Yeah, I think that not all fetishes are extreme.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, you waiting for something bigger than that?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like eating someone's hair while having sex with them.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go with
that's
that
what
guess
I was
if you
guess.
Want. Yeah, I think she's got like a lingerie thing, wearing it, putting it on, taking it on, the whole thing.
Okay, so I think it's more like role play with babies. I think it's like baby stuff, like, oh, yeah, daddy, me, milk me, like that stuff.
She says all that stuff?
Meow. Yeah.
She's like the baby.
I think she pretends to be the baby, or sometimes if she is really into it, she'll reverse the roles and the guy will be the baby.
Uh-huh.
And then she'll like spank him like he's been a bad little boy and put a diaper on him.
Vanessa, you want to guess and bet your fet? I need $10, though, if you want to guess.
I have no bucks.
I have no box? Okay, fair enough. That's a good fetish.
What does that mean?
I have no $10.
Oh, she said she screened the call. She can't. She knows the fetish. Jake, what's your guess?
I'm going to guess that she likes dressing up guys like dogs and putting them on leashes and walking them around and parading them around the house.
I like that.
All right, Omar, final guess.
Yeah. I think it's kind of basic, but I think I'm getting the vibe that she likes to inflict pain on her sexual partner.
Yeah.
Whether it be punching him, slapping him, pinching his nipples, sticking her finger up the, you know, she does that. Yep.
All right. She's made a lot of reaction noises while we've been guessing. Are any of us exactly right as to what is your fetish?
Absolutely not.
Oh. All right, in that case, no one gets the money.
And I want to sleep with you all even less.
What is your fetish?
Feet.
Oh, your foot. So is it foot worship? What do you call your fetish?
Just toe lover.
You're a toe lover? Your own toes or other people's toes?
No, rubbing toes, massaging toes.
Do you lick the toes?
Depends how much alcohol I've had.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
And if you see someone just walking the mean streets of LA and they've got, you know, open-toed sandals, I mean, do you kind of do that thing where you take
I
a peek?
Stare.
You do stare.
You want Obi-Toe Kenobi?
You want one of Jake's toes? I thought we called your toe. I thought your toe is Jar Jar Pinks. You went with Toby One Kenobi? Which one is it?
I don't think so.
No, Jake's toes are all sorts of
jacked
up.
Well, he has a random
up.
Baby toe.
Does that bother you if you're a grown ass man but he's got one baby toe like Jake has?
Yeah.
She says
have pedicures. I think it's important for men to have pedicures and take care of yourselves as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, gross toes are a big turnoff, huh?
Absolutely, yeah.
But okay. Like well manicured feet and feet that look nice, like that is. I think that's sexy, no matter what. Don't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be at that level of fetish, it's weird because I would normally think, maybe this is going to sound gender shaming, but I would normally think it would be a guy that would have a foot fetish more than a woman.
I think there's a lot of people who celebrate feet.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, and you appreciate hot feet on a woman as well as you would on a man?
I think it's sexy, yes.
Have you ever been on, like, Feetify or any of those, like...
I'm sticking their toe out.
Oh, okay. So you take a look if you see him like at a restaurant, you got a good set.
Pretty shoes, Prada.
Have you ever spent money on one of those like Feetify or foot fetish websites?
No.
No, women don't spend money. They make money.
Not yet.
Those. Yeah.
Are you a size queen? Like, would you love Shaq?
Pardon me?
Are you a size queen? Like, would you love Shaq?
Bigger the foot, the better?
No. I petite. petite and just medium is fine, especially for men, maybe a size 11, 12.
Oh, right up your alley, Klein.
I'm going to tell you a story right now, and I'm going to see how turned on you get. Ready? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy went home. This little piggy ate roast beef.
Ooh.
And this little, I forget how the story ends, but that's all I got. Did that turn you on?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh.
Well, listen, for putting up with us and sharing with us your fetish and stumping us because none of us got it, you're going to bring your feet to Sick New World in Vegas. Congratulations.
Yay! I love Linkin Park.
Yeah, and you'll potentially be seeing them again in Brazil because we're putting your name down on a standby boarding list, and there's a lot of bare feet in Brazil.
Oh, yeah, nice and warm there.
Get ready for that. Hold on. Thanks for listening. And, yeah, indeed, more show continues next. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. Lots happening still this morning here and all day long. Your last chance is to qualify to go see Linkin Park in Brazil and be ready to listen Monday morning, 7 a.m., because we've given that trip away. So you got one more day to qualify, and then the good news gets delivered on Monday. Good morning. You're on K-Rock. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, it's my name, Shorty, the Bud Light Bros.
What's up, Bud Light Bros? Bud Light Are you there Bros. At the blood drive?
No, not yet. We're at our house drinking.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
That story checks out
Thank
for the Bud
you
Light
for calling
Bros.
In.
Today, in honor of our blood drive, the Bud Light Bros are the Blood Light Bros.
Aww.
And they will be, I would imagine, you're going to come meet us. We're going to leave here in about 30 minutes and make our way to Long Beach. Hopefully we see you there.
Yeah, that's what we're waiting for. We were wondering if they're already selling pints of beer out there.
They got
that's
pints.
The only thing that's keeping
us here. Got to get those pints.
I'm craving a mean pint.
Yep, gotta get that pint.
I gotta
pint.
Get a mean pint.
Yeah, we got all sorts of stuff going on down there. If you want to hang with us, we should be there hopefully 10:30-ish, a little later, depending on traffic. We'll get together and hang out there. You know, we don't talk politics on the show often, but today is a big day because today's the day that Trump and Joe Rogan will be sitting down for some podcasting.
Seems like a lot of presidential candidates are doing podcasts this year.
And we're right here, presidential candidates. You
want to say?
Want to come on this show and do Bet Your Fet? We'd love to have you. So there's been no one that has released any footage of this yet. No audio has been leaked. We have some, though, in advance. And I'll tell you, I'm not the biggest Joe Rogan podcast fan. I'm not one of those guys that is one of his many disciples. However, this does sound like it could be an interesting conversation just based on these clips.
Hey, Joe Rogan, it's great to be here. It's nice to be surrounded by another bloated white guy. I am also a huge fan of Fear Factor, or as the American people call her, Kamala.
Of course. Look, I have already hunted and eaten 8 bison this morning, so I am not bloated. I'm actually 300% muscle.
So they like to talk a lot
it's a lot
about
of showboating.
It's a lot
on
of
both sides.
They're both peacocking. You know, both of them want to be the alpha in the room. So I get it. It's a conversation, not that surprising.
And zero steroids. Ah, I'm raging. Anyway.
You sound so much less manly.
Was that a Joe Rogan road rage?
I'm raging. Anyway.
That's a steroid rage right there. Got it. Wow. He handled that so well, considering.
Why should you be our next president?
Well, good question, Joe. I'd rather talk about some of my other qualifications. I can dance, make fries. I'm great with whores. I have a lot of wives. I tan. Did I mention I can dance?
Okay, so look, they're going to...
Did he say he was great with whores?
No, he didn't say it. Did
I
he say that?
I think he said whores, yeah.
Did he say that? I heard he said he's good making...
Fine, you guys are whore bros.
Right. Whore
well, good bros. Question, Joe. I'd rather talk about some of my other qualifications. I can dance, make fries. I'm great with whores. I have a lot of wives. Oh. My tan. Did I mention I can dance?
All right, he's got a lot of qualifications.
Yeah. You're good with whores and dancing, too.
Now, this conversation apparently is going to go on for hours, I
Moving
guess.
On. Yeah. Moving on. Doesn't want to go on with the whore
Yeah, because that's all made
scenario.
Up. It's all made up.
Okay.
But
all right. This,
that's like Vanessa with the dildos. She says it's all made up.
Right.
So why spend time on it?
Here is the conversation apparently gets a lot more intense later in the podcast when they actually tackle some more difficult...
Do you know how many hours they did? Because Joe Rogan...
16 hours, Omar.
Oh, okay. That
16
out.
Hours, shut.
Well, I mean, if you think about Joe Rogan's podcast, already probably one of the longest podcasts
long.
Out
mm-hmm.
there.
Long.
And then Trump's speeches are some of the record longest
oh,
speeches
God,
ever
true.
To take place.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
both
so
of them.
He holds the first and second longest.
Yes.
I don't believe.
He beat his own record.
That this podcast will ever end, actually. I think this is just going to go on forever. Long time.
Through the election and the 4 years
oh,
of
yes.
office.
Just continue, so. This is another clip from Joe Rogan and Trump together.
So I started this new practice where I only urinate once a day. It's an incredible test of self-control.
You know who has no self-control? Lion Kamala and Tampon Tim. Could you pass the ketchup? My steak is a little dry.
That's actually not steak. That's a rare albino alligator I killed with my bare hands.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
It's just a lot.
I eat it.
I'm glad they're having dinner, though. They're probably hungry after this long.
Is this just all them eating meat and talking about weird things they're doing
like
to their bodies?
He puts ketchup on his steak.
He does. What?
That's true, by the way.
Oh, is that true? Are you serious?
Yeah.
He eats steak well done with ketchup.
My God.
Already, if you're just voting on that alone, I mean, I don't trust anyone that puts well done ketchup on
steak. Yeah, but then if you're playing both sides here, Kamala Harris's main beer of choice was Michelob Light Ultra Light.
They're both making both giant red flags, both giant icks in my world.
That's actually not steak. That's a rare albino alligator I killed with my bare hands.
These big boy shoes I'm wearing, they are alligator looky looky.
Can I ask you a tough question?
All right. So
he likes to show off.
You got alligator, I got alligator, we both got gator.
They are alligator, looky, looky.
Can I ask you a tough question? Why are you so amazing?
I was born this way, baby. Let's get on some YMCA. Can we do that?
Oh, nice.
Hell yeah. I love this song because I am not gay.
Wow. What a podcast.
I want to listen to this
wanna
now.
Want to see me dubstep? See, Kamala, I'm blacker than you.
Oh my God.
You dubstepping?
Let's say the N-word on three.
Oh.
One, two, three.
Oh no.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Wow. Hope the N-word they were talking about is Nirvana, because... That is insane.
Say Nirvana on three. One, two, three. Nirvana.
God damn. That's just a tease of that podcast.
And imagine the boob sweat between both of them.
That's going to be crazy. Man, oh man. I can't believe we got that audience. K-Rock.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Let's pick some games this weekend. Time for Klein's Lines. If you've been gambling or betting with me or playing with Vanessa, you obviously are potentially doing very good to this point in the season, or perhaps... You need some decisions made when it comes to fantasy, or you get involved in Prize Picks. As a matter of fact, this edition of Klein's Lines is brought to you by Prize Picks. Run your game. Here we go.
And they're off. It's time for Klein's Lines.
Three games every week to this point in the season. Klein has gotten 21 correct. Vanessa's gotten 16. It seems that I've been pulling away from you. Only a few weeks ago, we were completely tied. And before we get into the three games for this weekend, Vanessa... Why don't you go ahead and pick what game happened already last night? Who will win between the Rams and the Vikings?
I actually know this, and the Rams won. Woo-woo.
All right, the Rams did win. Congratulations, Rams. All right, three big games for this weekend. Here we go. Vanessa, game number one. Listen closely. Bills, Seahawks.
Bills, because I need my Bills to get paid. Ooh, oh, snap.
What did she say? Bills, because she needs her Bills to get paid?
Yeah. Come on, comedy.
Boo! I got it, honey.
I'm going to take the Seahawks just because of that.
Rationale. Squaw,
game's
bros.
Also in Seattle, but I don't know what's going on with your quarterback, Jake. He stinks.
Yeah.
Question, game number two. Vanessa and I different sides on one. Question two. Let's go with the Chiefs and the Raiders, a Sunday afternoon game.
Chiefs.
Yeah, Chiefs are going
to
keep
winning. You need Chiefs to be paid, or you've run out of jokes?
She's got no more jokes.
I was thinking who the Raiders were, and it wasn't coming into my brain.
I hate that the Chiefs are winning, and they keep winning games because...
So annoying.
He's also... Patrick Mahomes, I think, is having his worst season ever. He's throwing so many picks. They're not playing well, but somehow they're still winning. God, it's frustrating. And your final game... Let's keep it here in Los Angeles. Saints, Chargers. What say you, Vanessa?
I'm going to go with Saints because New Orleans, baby.
All right. That's a good argument.
Wait. What were the picks for the Chiefs game? What did you pick?
I picked the Chiefs as well. We agreed on that. And I'm going with the Chargers to win this one. Because the Saints are having some hard times. So we differ. Once again, we disagree on two. We agree on one. You're more than welcome to play along with us all season long. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Prize Picks, for sponsoring Klein's Lines. Another important stat you should know about is Vanessa just found out how many lives we've saved already today. Just by the people that have come by so far. And this is going to be going on until 2 p.m. I know a lot of people said I have to drop off kids at school. I got to go pretend to go to my job, but then I'm going to leave. So now would be a great time to make your way over to the Dave & Buster's Long Beach, because pretty soon we're going to head over there as well. We can all hang out together and let's save some more lives. But currently, if we check the big board, we have saved, I thought it'd be cool if we could save 100 lives just in blood. And Vanessa said we have far exceeded 100 lives saved. So how much blood, how many lives have we potentially saved so far today?
We have saved 339 lives, baby.
That's right, 339 lives.
Or as Vanessa calls them, lives.
Already saved. So if you would like to be a part of it and want some free stuff, and they just found another box of the Klein Alley Show $10 Bloodsuck t-shirts that
limited
they thought
edition.
They didn't have. So go there now. Get there now. Johnny's there now. And we will be there soon at the Dave & Buster's Long Beach. Come back with your takeaways from today's show. Wrap it up next. That'll do it for us. Get the hell out of here. Nicole Alvarez will be in 40 minutes nonstop. K-Rock continue to qualify you to go see Linkin Park in Brazil and get you more of those tickets coming up again in about 15 minutes for Sick New World Vegas. You may think to yourself, what's the point? Call a radio station, get a busy signal, never get through. Just keep trying. We've talked to a lot of new winners this week that have won for the very first time, and that could be you next. If you are out and about and have blood coursing through your veins or just want to hang out for a little bit, please come find us. We will be at the Dave & Buster's Long Beach very soon, making our way down there the second we end this show. And while you stop by, you'll get some tickets for things, some shirts, some players cards, and more importantly, help save some lives. Be a blood hero. All right, Allie, takeaways from today's show. What do we got?
213, my takeaway is Donald Trump and Klein are hobros.
That is not a great takeaway. I stricken that from the record or something.
Okay, there is no record. 818, my takeaway is blood travels through the fallopian tubes.
Yeah, we learned that from Johnny today.
213, my takeaway is traffic cops are all about to break out into dance or climb an invisible rope.
Yep, they got those white gloves on. Take them seriously. They're going to pass out hors d'oeuvres.
626, stop by Dave & Buster's to donate a nice pint of blood. And 208, my takeaway is blue balls are like, you know, blue balls.
That's a good takeaway from today's show. Jake Dinner, what's your takeaway, buddy?
My blood type is B.O. positive.
That's right. Always got the B.O. Jake is B.O. positive. Allie, takeaway?
My takeaway is I now have a way to scam pumpkin patches.
All right, we learned a very valuable lesson. We may have saved people literally millions of dollars today just by listening to the show. If you did not listen to the complete show, please, wherever you get your podcast, search Klein Alley Show. We also got clips up all over the YouTube at K-Rock. More stuff planned for that in the future as well, so hopefully we can update you on that next week. Join us on Monday morning, the big announcement, who's going to win that trip to Brazil, and some other stuff we can't talk about just yet, but next week will be worth your while. Omar, takeaway?
My takeaway is that you like hoes.
Bring me a hoe, too, and your tickets are yours.
Now that is...
I like hoes as well.
It's me of a different time.
Woo, hoes!
A married man with two daughters now, I remind you, okay? Let me just say that all of my daughters are growing up to be responsible young ladies, like this one.
Hey, Johnny, you dumb little MSU.
See? That's a kid. That's one of my kids.
All of my daughters.
don't play that clip.
Shut up!
Don't play that clip. Not making me look good.
Responsible daughters.
All right. These are responsible daughters. Let's get into your weekend officially with your weekend song. If you're listening, please feel free to sing along. Post us in a video so we can repost. And thank you. Have a great weekend. See you at Dave & Buster's. And see you back here on Monday morning. I like to smell parts of my girlfriend. T-Swift. He probably had great balls.
It's not about that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday, forget that noise. Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? And Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
I love Trump, bada bada ba.
I love the hot dog.
Blech.
That'd be sick.
I know you're more sensitive than I am.
The future hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend? Yeah. Are you ready for the rear end? Go.
I don't have no thought, no.